she's real fine, my 409.
This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing on 105.3 The Fan.
Well, good morning to you. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing, with your host, David Blassingame.
Good morning.
Tammy Pickard.
Hello.
Colby Sapp.
Hello.
And me, Sybil. Welcome, everybody. Our phone number to the studio, if you want to give us a shout, we're here for the next hour, 877-881-1053. Or as always, you can send us Autoflex Leasing fan texts, as long as you're not driving, to 43733. And you can call Autoflex today. Maybe you're in the market for a pre-owned car. Maybe you want a brand new car. The best place to go is Autoflex. And what are those numbers, David?
And maybe you want to save money Mondays even, because we've got the big Save Money Monday sale coming up on Monday. And those numbers are 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234, out of the area. As always, autoflex.com on the World Wide Web. You can see all our great pre-owned cars there, as well as those Save Money Monday bargains.
Yes, well, indeed.
Tell us more about those Save Money Monday bargains, David. What's that all about?
Well, it was actually Tammy's idea.
Oh, that's where we're going.
What you were shooting for there?
No, I wanted people to know.
Well, here's the thing. Every Tuesday, we ship cars off to auction to be sold wholesale on Wednesday, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Tammy had an idea. She said, why don't we offer those to the public for one day and let people buy like the dealers buy? They come in, the cars are priced like auction pricing, and you can buy them as an individual rather than having to be a dealer and have a dealer's license to go to auction. We call it Save Money Mondays, and you can see those great cars right there at autoflex.com under our specials, Save Money Mondays.
I love that Autoflex offers that, because I've heard for years and years, you know, oh, I got this car at auction, and you always hear these ridiculously low prices, and I'm like, well, I've never been to an auction. I don't know how to get into an auction. So I think it's great that you can do it at Autoflex.
And these are still great cars. They've just been hanging around a little bit too long, or we don't have a market for it or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to make them available to you guys so
yes.
you get a good deal.
So save money on Monday at autoflex.com.
And good cars, too. Things like BMWs. We've actually had a Nissan GTR. It's just kind of crazy, the cars that you'll find on there. They're very some of them are affordable, some of them are really expensive. It just depends on what you're looking for, so don't miss out.
Well, and the thing is, they're not like old cars either. They're cars that we have had. We've just had these a little longer than others, so we go ahead and move them and rotate the stock through.
You need a Honda Odyssey, a Honda Pilot, a Nissan Armada, a Toyota Sequoia, Toyota Tacoma truck. These are the kind of cars we're talking about.
Nice, big, roomy SUVs, it sounds like.
Yes, Chevy Cruze, something mm-hmm. small and economical.
Lots
you want
of
it,
variety.
We got it. And if you don't see it there on that particular list, we will have it either in stock or be able to get it for you, because we have a huge database of our own clients who are constantly trading out and having their lease returns come due. Well, we have access to all those cars to get for you as well.
Mm-hmm.
So call, talk, you know, they say there's no used car factory, but there is at Autoflex.
That's right. So one of the things we like to help people out with is when you get into an accident, which, you know, obviously nobody wants to do it, but you should always prepare just in case it should happen. And we've got from State Farm a couple of things you need to be aware of as far as insurance fraud goes.
Well, yeah, there's something called stage accidents, and there are people out there that will take advantage of you by causing an accident and making it look like it was at least partially your fault, if not all your fault. And there's there you go. Aha! There it is right there. And there's several, they have names for these, which is really sort of interesting, but they do have names, and people do these at times to bilk your insurance company, and it causes your rates to go up.
I like the name of this one, the swoop and squat.
Oh, I had a bird do that to me just the other day.
Well, that's not exactly what this is talking about, but it may lead to the same reaction from you as a driver.
Right.
That is when a car swoops down suddenly in front of you, gets in your lane, and then slams on the brakes.
In front of you.
So it makes you hit the back of him. Suddenly the accident is your fault, not his. And then guess what? His neck hurts.
Right.
Yeah.
Better call Saul.
That actually happened, by the way, I had a kiddo that was backing out of a parking space. And they backed into the side of a Honda Accord, and they put a dent in the door. It cost $300 to fix the door. It was a small dent.
Mm-hmm.
Those people were injured.
And of course they were.
They went against my insurance company, and my insurance company had to write them a check. It really made me mad.
Now, they could have been these kind of people who were planning it. They just cruise through parking lots waiting until somebody starts to pull out and then dive in front of them.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Or it could have truly been an accident.
That's Those where that happen. That rule is so unfair that if you rear end somebody, you're automatically at fault.
This is why you should have your dash cam and apparently your deck lid cam.
Yeah.
As well.
Yes.
You
know,
to protect you. Mm-hmm. Well, and okay, so let's move on. The sideswipe, that's where you're making a left turn. There's two turn lanes, and the people on the inside of you get over and sideswipe you in the midst of the turn, and then they say you came into their lane. And then, yeah.
Cheaters.
Yeah. How about this? The drive down. You're getting on the freeway, and you look over, and the guy to the left, he says, go ahead.
Waves you on.
And then just as you pull on, he pulls up into you and hits you.
See, that I would think could be proven. You have some witnesses who maybe saw him gesture to get in.
You're merging in. You have to yield to him.
Oh.
So you're wrong.
And also, these things are staged, so they have their own witnesses that show up suddenly.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean you didn't see this guy at the scene?
And so the sideswipe is a little like the wave, and that's when you're going to change lanes in heavy traffic. And the guy to your left or right goes, go ahead, buddy. Pull over. And just as you start, he leaps forward. You hit him when you're changing lanes, and again, it's your fault.
That is shady.
Yep. And finally, the T-bone, that's when you're turning left, and the guy in front of you on the other side says, go ahead, you've got time. And then as you turn, he runs into you. Again, you're turning left in front of him. It's your fault.
Right. I would think maybe that one would have some sort of, well, if it's a stop sign, you wouldn't really have a red light camera to show what was going on.
No.
You just have to hope that someone in the neighborhood had their camera on their porch to catch it.
People are so sneaky.
Or put your dash cam on. Get your GoPro out.
The other thing, those GoPros are fun. The other thing that State Farm warns against is behavioral giveaways, and that's where the driver and the passenger of the car that you were suddenly in an accident in, when they both jump out and they go, oh, my back. Oh, no.
Way more injury than the accident should have caused, mm-hmm. as in the one that David described with the rear, the $300 dent.
Or maybe while you're talking to him, everything's fine, but as soon as the police officer shows up,
It's more dramatic.
Oh, I hurt. Oh, my God, my shoulder.
Or how about they try to guide you toward an auto repair shop doctor or lawyer?
Aha, uh-huh. Yeah, I know a great shop that'll take care of this.
Right.
So you got an unscrupulous shop that sends people out to cause accidents and then refer the business back to them. It's crazy.
I hope karma comes back to bite these people.
It will. Don't worry.
I think so, too.
There is.
Karma works.
Yep. Karma does work. So we like to do buyer bewares on this show, and we've talked before about when you get a car, make sure you always look at the title and make sure that it hasn't been washed or laundered in any way. But
we've pre-owned cars for sure.
Yes, thank you. But it turns out that now, after Hurricane Sandy has come and gone, we're seeing a lot more of these.
Well, there was 250,000 cars, a quarter of a million cars, damaged by Hurricane Sandy, and over 50% of those cars are going to come back on the market again. And that's just a fact.
Unbeknownst to the buyers.
And sometimes they weren't severely damaged, but they have been water damaged, which is terrible 3-4 years later down the road for you if you're the driver of the car, the owner.
Between rust and electric systems.
Exactly, because things will fail. You'll open your door and the hinges will fall off, But the other thing, it happens. The other thing is you have to know that a lot of these cars actually get moved state to state in order to clean the salvage title up. There are states that you can move a car through that will issue a fresh title on the car if you do the right paperwork when you run the car at auction. So they can fix a flood-damaged car, move it to a different state, run it through auction, get a fresh title from that state, then move it to a third state and sell it as an undamaged car. Here's what to look for. If the title on the car has moved through two or more states in a short period of time, especially for no apparent reason, there's a reason. I mean, I've seen cars that went from Texas to Florida to Georgia and back to Texas in a 30-day period.
Red flag.
Yeah, definitely.
There's no reason that would happen. So that title has been washed. And so you have to be really, really careful of washed titles.
Now, we know these things because we're in the business, but the general consumer would never know. They would never know to look at a title search. They don't pull Twixes. We pull Twixes. We look at where it's been registered.
Hand is raised. What's a Twix?
Oh, well, that tells you.
It's this candy that has caramel right. on it. It's awesome.
Love those things.
Kit Kat better, but anyway.
Thanks, Kobe.
Glad to be here.
That's what I was thinking, too.
You tell him, David.
It's a report that shows the title history of the car.
Okay.
Every time the title changes hands, it shows up. But it's only good for Texas, actually.
For the individual states. So, but you can still tell if it's blank. It's like, okay, where did this car come from? And then you can go back and do a title. You can do a title search. But the general consumer wouldn't.
Know to do it.
No, and you get people get excited when it's a deal, you know. And generally, well, and these cars that have been damaged are priced below market value.
That's the thing.
Just, yeah, and so they get too excited and they'll jump the gun before they, if it seems too good to be true.
We've even had our employees come to you and they go, "Hey, I've got this great deal on this car, and it's so and so." And you go, "Why is it such a great deal?"
Mm-hmm.
Because no one sells a car for any less than it's worth, I promise you.
Right.
No one does.
I'm pretty sure I saved two people, a friend and a customer, two different individuals over a situation like that.
If it's too cheap, worry about it. Yeah. That's the very first thing. Secondly, deal with a reputable dealer like Autoflex. Deal with a dealer that's got a history that you can check the references on. You can go to the complaint sites and see that there's not a lot of dealer complaints.
Yeah, go to DealerRater.com and Google and do all those things and check people out.
And when you're looking at those sites, look at the complaint sites also, the mad customer and the customer complaint. Go to those sites as well, because a lot of people don't rate on those on the Google and stuff. They go to the sites where their people are mad.
Right.
Okay. So check them out all the way around. Look at all the different sites. Do a background check on the car. Get a Carfax or an auto check.
And have it inspected by a professional.
And that's the key. Pay the money to have the car inspected. It's $100. And if you have them look for water damage, if there is any, they'll find it.
Mm-hmm.
And that way you know you're safe.
Right. And they mentioned a couple specifics. Look for stains on the upholstery, condensation under the glass, sand deposits under the seats. And
exactly.
Like you mentioned, David, rust inside the door hinges.
Well, and also rust on the bolts under the seat, because that's one thing that they can't really keep out once a car's been under salt water. It rusts under there.
Aha! Uh-huh.
But seriously, if there's condensation behind the glass of the speedometer, that should definitely make you turn your head sideways.
If the taillights are fogged inside, it's not good.
Gotcha.
Nah.
All right, we got to take a break. We'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing with David Blassingame, Tammy Pickard, Colby Sapp, and me, Sybil. Phone number 877-881-1053. If you've got a question, maybe you're going back and forth between a couple of cars, you want some advice, now's a great time to call. Or you can send us your Autoflex Leasing fan text at 43733, and you can call Autoflex. What are the numbers, David?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234 on the World Wide Web. Autoflex.com, pardon me, on the World Wide Web, 888-234-1234 out of the area. We do have a fan text, and it does happen, evidently. Someone hit me earlier this year backing out of a parking lot. It was their fault, but the insurance they gave me was fake. Am I screwed? I know where they live, and I have all the fake info they wrote on paper.
Well,
okay, he's not screwed.
Oh, good.
No, the first thing he needs to do is call 911.
Okay.
And report it to the police. So there's actually a police report given. And thanks, Colbs. And they'll come out and they'll also take a copy of the paperwork. And then he can go to his insurance company. And his insurance company will fix his car, number one. And they will track them down and hunt them.
The insurance company will.
Bug them until they get all the money back.
Oh, good.
That's what insurance companies do.
Will his rates go up since he's got... I mean, now if he's claiming the accident on his insurance and not on the other person's,
they could happen. Because it's a collision loss. But his car gets fixed that way, and if the damage is more than his deductible, and you know, it's according to what the rate increase is.
Right.
But the main thing is you want to report those guys to the police because they did something that wasn't honest.
Right.
Right. And since you brought this up, I want to expand on that. You asked about will his rates go up, and David mentioned possibly because it was an actual collision accident. I'm amazed at how many people aren't aware that your insurance rates don't go up over hailstorms and things like that. So if you get into a hailstorm, get your car fixed. Go ahead and claim that on your insurance, because that was not an at fault. there's a no-fault situation there. This was force of nature.
Yeah, so, it's comprehensive coverage, and it doesn't affect your rights.
But I've had people be concerned about that. You know, no, I don't want my rates to go up. This is not an accident. This was hail.
Right.
So claim it. Get your money, because it has diminished the value of your car.
We can say hail on the air, can't we?
Oh, hail.
Oh, there you have it.
You have to say it like this. Hail.
Hail. All right, another Autoflex Leasing fan text. And this is an interesting one. Is washing titles between two states actually worth it on just a used car? Seems like only luxury cars would be worth it. Let me tell you how much a car is worth once the car is a salvage car. It's worth half what it was before. So if you have a $20,000 car and it has a salvage title, that car will be sold for around $10,000, which means that you could move it between two states and make $10,000. Even on a $20,000 car, not a luxury car. So no, in fact, the majority of the cars that we see that have had their titles washed are not terribly expensive cars, but it's double the money.
Mm-hmm.
So even if you have a $13,000 car, it's still worth $6,500 to clean that title up and resell the car with a clean title. So you have to be very careful. Yes, it is worth it.
Another Autoflex Leasing fan text. What would be a good fuel-efficient, safe car for a new driver, not too expensive because I'm buying it for myself? I guess instead of the parents buying it.
So
you have a tremendous number of options.
Yeah, cars are so much better now. First, I would say 2010 and above, I think, as far as the year model car. But anything in the Honda, Toyota, Nissan line, certainly just in your price range, any of those cars would be good cars. It's according to what you're looking for. If you can get 2010 or newer, it's better just because cars are better now than they were previous
more
to
that. More technology and safety features. But yeah. Honda, they've all been building pretty safe cars for a while. So I would not be the least bit afraid of a 7 to 10-year-old Honda as long as it's been well maintained. Even if it has higher miles, those cars will just go and go forever. So it kind of depends on what your budget is.
Well, and some of the smaller Fords, some of the smaller Buicks, they don't have tremendously high resale value. So you could get a little newer car and still get a lot of bang for your buck that way. Still a good car. Now, the one thing I would suggest is getting an extended warranty when you get the car. Because if you're young and you're buying your first car, you may not seem like an extended warranty, may not seem like a good buy to you, but you really don't have the money to get the car fixed if something major happens.
Right.
So then the extended warranty becomes a godsend.
Mm-hmm. And not to, they call it an extended service agreement, just so you know, the aftermarket ones. The warranty from the factory is one thing, then just I'd want you to understand that an extended service agreement is that extended warranty. So that's what covers all those repairs. It's a little insurance policy for you. And you can finance that right into your car loan. So you don't have to pay for that separately. It can just be part of the car. So that really does turn your used car almost new again.
We've got a number of cars at Autoflex that might work for them because we've got cars that start at like $7,000 or $8,000 and then go up. And that way you would have a big choice of cars you could look at all at one place. And because we do all makes and models, could be a Nissan, could be a Ford, could be a Chevrolet, could be a Toyota. We'll have them all.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How great is that, Fantexter? You can go drive that Nissan next to that Honda, next to that Ford, and figure out which one you like best.
And they're calling from an 817, so if you would, give the office a call over there, 817-234-1234. Tell them you were listening to the show, and we said, give us a call. If you go to Autoflex.com, you can see our cars there also. There's probably a couple of hundred.
I think if he's looking for safety, he probably shouldn't look toward Tesla.
No.
They're having some problems with fires.
It's going to be really interesting to see what their stock does this next week because this last week they announced that they lost a bunch of money in the third quarter, and now a third Tesla has caught fire.
And this is just since October, you said?
Yeah.
And you did not say Fisker. You said Tesla.
No, the Fiskers caught fire until they didn't make them anymore.
Right.
Oh,
so,
Tesla.
Anyway, Tesla should be worried about this if they're not. There was another one that was involved in an accident in Tennessee, and the front of the car basically burned off from the pictures I saw. And Clarence Ditlow, I just love that name, Clarence Ditlow, he is the head of the Center for Auto Safety. And on Thursday, he called for the National Highway Traffic and Safety Administration to investigate Tesla for these fires because they've got 19,000 cars out there total, and three of them have now burned to the ground. Now, the problem is probably because the batteries run all along the bottom of the car, and debris can come up off the road and strike that battery case and rupture it, And that's when the heat and the fire come in.
Is that what happened here?
Evidently it did. Now, there have been three fires. One was in Mexico, so they can't investigate that one. It's out of the country. But the one that was in Kent, Washington, and the one in Tennessee are both being investigated now by the National Highway Traffic and Safety Administration. I mean, gasoline cars can catch fire, gasoline engine cars can catch fire, but you got to break the gas tank, basically. Mm-hmm. Somehow you got to hit it hard enough to break the gas tank. With this car, something can fly up, hit the bottom of the car, break the water jacket on the batteries, and then all of a sudden they get really hot really fast.
Scary.
Now, the good thing is everybody's been able to get out of the cars without being burned because it's not like it's not an explosion or anything.
Okay. Right.
So Tesla spokesman said, even though there have been these fires, the good thing is everybody's been safe. Tesla's a very safe car.
Right.
It's very safe, but it catches fire. I don't know.
And the other thing is, what if it's parked in your garage and then your house catches fire?
Well, and that hasn't happened with this. You know, that happened with Fisker to the guy in Spring, Texas.
That's right.
Yeah. And it burned up his Acura NSX at the same time, which was really not good.
And his family was there, and then they accused him of setting the fire or something. Or, you
know,
that was part
of
the investigation. He was like, what? This is in my garage. My family's at the house. I'm going to set this thing on fire.
Yeah, they suggested it might have been self-started for insurance purposes.
Right.
Guy's mom, his ailing, aged mom was in the house when the car caught the garage on fire. I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, they're looking at it right now. NHTSA is looking at Tesla. They will investigate the two fires that they can, and then we'll see what happens.
Interesting stuff. Got another AutoFlex Leasing Fantex. We've been talking about watch for when you get a new or pre-owned car sometimes. Thieves will get out there and wash the title to it, and you won't know that it's been previously damaged. And someone asks, if I choose to buy a salvaged car title, how do I know it was rebuilt correctly?
Seriously?
Why would you choose that?
You wouldn't know. You would not know.
Well, and that's the problem.
Unless you did it yourself.
A year or 2 years down the way, something horrible happens, something falls off, something breaks, you lose the ability to steer the car.
Ooh.
Yeah, all kinds of things.
You get what you pay for, just remember that.
Don't buy a salvage title car.
But I've got to tell you something. Speaking of do-it-yourselfers, I have a neighbor whose dad is an engineer and ex-mechanic technician, and he's full of very interesting stories, but this man converted a two-wheel drive gasoline-powered Chevy Suburban into a four-wheel drive diesel.
Wow.
Because he pulls a travel trailer all over the U.S. He's retired now. And Canada. He takes that thing up to Canada. I mean, Alaska. Whatever. You know, north. And
that's a long
he
haul.
Basically found a... What's the story, David, exactly?
Well, he had a three-quarter ton Suburban that he loved, but it had almost 100,000 miles on it. And he knew the engine and the transmission were pretty worn out because he pulls a big travel trailer. He went out and found a three-quarter ton pickup truck, General Motors, that had rolled and totaled out, that had nothing wrong with the engine and transmission. So he pulled the engine and transmission, the front differential, out of the rolled-over truck and put it in his Suburban. Now he has a three-quarter ton diesel four-wheel drive Suburban without near as many miles on the engine and transmission. So he's a happy camper.
Right.
Literally.
Dear General Motors, please put that Duramax diesel in your Suburbans. It would be such a versatile vehicle.
I think it's too late. AutoFlex Leasing Fan Textures. You do know the fire has been contained because of the firewalls. None of the fires made it into the passenger compartment. Do you read all the articles or just go over the headlines? Okay, thank you. Yes, I know the fire is contained. That's not the point. I do read many articles every week, and they all say three cars have caught fire. That's the point. Out of 19,000, three of them have caught fire. I think if Ford or Chevrolet had, out of 19,000 cars, three of them had caught fire because of an impact to the bottom of the car, they'd probably look into it. The other thing I'm amazed by is whenever you read anything, Tesla's such a polarizing kind of because people love it and people hate it or people in between, but people defend Tesla. Like, why could you say that about it? It's a fact. Three of them have caught fire. That's all. No biggie.
We lease Teslas, by the way.
I love the car.
I mean, I think it's beautiful, but
it's a fabulous car.
We're just giving you information.
It's just three of them have caught fire.
Right.
That's one of the most fun cars to drive, by the way, that I've ever driven. It is a great car to drive.
I miss the sound of the...
It
don't get any of that.
Right. All right, we got to take a quick break. We'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing. Welcome back. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing with David Blassingame, Tammy Pickard, Colby Sapp, and me, Sybil. Phone number 877-881-1053. AutoFlex Leasing fan text is 43733. And you can call AutoFlex. They're open today at both locations. What are the numbers, David?
That's either 972 or 817-234-1234-888. 234-1234 out of the area. As always, autoflex.com, where you can see our pre-owned cars. You can also go to autoflex.com and see the Save Money Monday cars. Some of these cars are pre-owned 2012s and 2013s. Great cars. So if you want to buy like the dealers, contact us on Monday, go online, find the car you want, and those Save Money Monday cars are specially priced.
That's right. Getting lots of AutoFlex Leasing fan texts now, and someone asks, would you recommend buying an extended warranty on a new car?
Yes. Depends on how long you plan to keep it, though.
That does. And you can also buy most extended warranties as long as your new car has a factory warranty on it. So you may choose to wait a little later into the ownership experience before you buy that.
Right. Say a 3-year, 36,000 mile is the factory warranty from a Honda.
Okay.
As long as you have 1 month and 1,000 miles remaining in that factory warranty, then you would still qualify for a new car extended service agreement. You can still buy one outside of the warranty, but it covers less and it becomes more expensive. But yes, it all depends on how long you plan to keep the car, because what you're doing is prepaying for that same coverage and peace of mind that you have for those first 3 years. You're buying it for 7 years. If you buy a 7-year, 100,000 mile, or you're buying it for five, you know, depends on how long you plan to keep the car. So, yes, I believe in them.
I do, too. I think, here's the thing, if your window motor goes out on most cars, that could cost you $700 or $800 very, very easily. And the driver's window is usually the one that goes out, which means that you have to open your door to go through a toll booth. So,
or, yeah, to make a deposit at the bank.
Exactly. Yeah, you can't reach.
Drive through the restaurant.
It's better to have that extended warranty, pay the $100 deductible, and let them pay the other $700 for you.
There you go.
Or $600. Okay. AutoFlex Leasing fan text. My car was hit in a parking lot, but no message was left. My insurance company wants me to file it as uninsured motorist instead of comprehensive. Any reason why? Yes, it's not a comprehensive loss. Comprehensive loss, for one thing, and this is a really strange rule, if something is flying through the air and hits your car, it's a comprehensive loss. But if it's on the ground or touching the ground and hits your car or your car hits it, it's a collision loss. So that's why it's just not a comprehensive loss.
Gotcha. I saw a note. It was floating around on the internet just recently, and somebody had gone out to their car. It was hit in the parking lot, and there was a note, and they tweeted a picture of it, and it said, sorry, I'm not really going to leave you my insurance, but somebody saw me hit your car, so I'm writing this note so that they think I am. And they left it on the car. I know, it's terrible, and I would hate if it happened to me, but it was funny.
No, that is...
Back to our Tesla story. The fires were caused by metal objects striking the bottom where the batteries are, so they need to work at protecting the bottom of the car. Exactly.
That's true.
I mean, that's the whole
thing. We didn't get into the entire story.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. We had other stories to cover. But if they figure out how to clad that in such a way that you don't have to worry about something piercing your battery case, then the problem's fixed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But that's just when you run over objects. So I have to still think about, and I thought about this with the Prius as well, you know, when you are in a collision, because they do happen, collisions happen, that's, I don't know how you protect those batteries enough not to be damaged. And I'm sure everybody would have time to get out. It's just the matter of the fact that that's a $100,000 car. And now because of that running over something on the road, it's gone. It's totaled. And so I would imagine that your insurance premiums for cars like that would probably be a little higher.
Yeah, I would think so. They'll rate those cars based on loss, so certainly they would. Another AutoFlex Leasing fan text, do cars that are extensively customized, like those on TV shows where they actually cut into the body, have to be resold under a different title like cars that are totaled?
No, they don't.
Yeah, they don't. No. A car that is totaled because of an accident, a wreck, or whatever, and it's deemed non-repairable. The cars that they modify have perfectly good titles, so... If you're talking about modifying a car for customization, no, that does not have a different title. If you're talking about a car that's been cut in half because the back end was completely knocked off of it, and you get the back end off of a good car and you weld it on, that then should be a title that, says salvage on it.
Or two titles.
Or two titles. Two half titles.
Right.
Sewn together.
That's an interesting
perforated
question,
title. A perforated.
Right.
Half for, never mind.
Okay, I love this idea. I mean, it seems like every week we have these crazy new technological advancements that are coming out. Coming soon to a car near you.
Right.
And this one is awesome. You can now get coupons from your car.
Well, you can't, but you're probably going to be able to. And here's how it works. You know, the center stack is what everyone fights over. It's the nav screen. It's the radio. Info screen. It's the radio screen. It's the
AC.
Text,
all the controls
everything.
Right there in the middle.
Well, people can send wireless messages to you while you drive. And there's something called geo-tracking, which means that if you're a Starbucks, you can track the cars or see the cars electronically that drive by you.
Wow.
So now we're looking at retailers that are thinking about sending coupons to your car as you approach their business. So maybe it's Burger King, and they send you a, hey, free French fries with a hamburger and a Coke. And you get a little pop-up on the screen, and you take your phone, and you hit the scan reader, and it gives you your coupon.
Yeah, you scan the QR code.
Exactly. You swing into Burger King. You get your free fries with your burger and your Coke. They're not a sponsor of the show, but maybe they should be.
No distracted driving here at all.
No. Well, that's, now, that's the other side of this. But it's really a great idea, or it's a great merchandising idea.
Yes.
Because as you're driving by a location, they can beam you a coupon. Old Navy, you know,
right.
Need some sweatshirts. Old Navy can beam you a coupon as you drive by. It shows up on your center console. Now, I'm thinking that's almost a little invasive, just for me.
You think, well, listen, I'm constantly amazed, and this isn't the car. It's still about the cell phone, but also one of my neighbors works for a mobile phone company, and they had the ability to push advertising out to your phone.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, how do they get all this information? She goes, well, just with your wireless number, nothing, but once you log on to Facebook, a whole new world opens up, and it is shared with the phone provider people, and then they do advertising. She said, it's one thing to have to listen to a commercial, but if it's relevant to what you do in your life, you'd probably be a little bit more likely to listen to or watch that commercial.
Yes.
And so these are little banners that they push out to the phone. So this is, it's already being done there. It'll definitely happen with the cars.
Yeah, although the distracted driving portion of the argument there is probably pretty valid.
Right.
With things popping up and then you having to grab the phone and find the scan and
yeah.
touch the... Hopefully you're stopped.
I was just going to get a Starbucks. I'm sorry.
How irritating is that, the kids would have extra ammunition like driving by Chuck E. Cheese and like, hey,
stop.
And you got a coupon, Dad. You'd have to stop.
That's why they put the Lucky Charms on the bottom three shelves at the grocery store. They don't put them up top.
Right. Right. Yep. I'm sure they would have some sort of, it would be disabled while you're driving, and then you could only check it while you're parked or something like that. They have safe measures around stuff like that.
Okay.
The reason you can still text and drive is because the communications companies spend so much money in Congress.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
it has nothing
let's not
to
go
do
there.
With. Because texting and driving is not safe.
Okay.
Right. In anyone's right mind, you would say, there's no way they should allow that to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of money involved.
Listen, we have an Autoflex Leasing fan text. Want to give a shout out to Harry Theophilides at Autoflex in Richardson. Best, capital B-E-S-T, buying experience I've ever had. We'll be back for my next one in a couple years. Thank
Yay!
You.
Yay! I love Harry. He helped me get my
That's
car.
That's right.
Yeah, Harry's great.
Take a bow, Harry.
Another Autoflex Leasing Fantex. This is a good question. I own an 03 G35 coupe, would like to get a used G37 Pacific Sky Blue convertible. Infiniti has now discontinued the color for 2014. Does that affect the resale value of the car?
No.
No. Now, what does affect the resale value of the car is the color. And the most popular colors are black, white, red, and gray. Not necessarily in that order.
And red's like four.
Yeah. So, and...
Fourth one.
Other cars resell for less because of the color, but a color being discontinued won't cause a car to be worth less or more money.
Mm-hmm.
But a car being a certain color can cause it to be worth less or more money.
However, I will say this, there are those buyers that are looking for a specific color and they'll take nothing else. And if you can find that person, then that person's going to pay the most for the car.
Right.
You know, and that's what's wonderful about internet marketing. You can take pictures of your car and advertise the color and put it on every single site out there, and there you go. But your standard trade-in at a dealer, they're looking for those neutral colors. Sorry to tell you.
Mm-hmm. Autoflex Leasing fan text, I heard it's always bad to buy a car at a dealership, that it's better to buy a car at auction or police auctions. Is that true? The pricing of cars at auction are less than they will be at a dealership because auctions are wholesale. Mm-hmm. The downside is...
no test drive.
Exactly.
You don't know the condition of the car.
And there are some sharks that sell their cars through the auction. Mm-hmm. So if you're considering buying a car at auction, I would not do it unless I had someone that was experienced at that auction that knew the sellers and knew the buyers to go with you, or you get to go with him if you can do that.
Or her.
Or go to autoflex.com and look for Save Money Mondays,
and
because that's the kind of pricing you're going to find on those cars, that auction pricing, and you can test drive them.
And another thing you won't get at the auction, financing, if you don't have that all arranged. The dealers offer very convenient financing. I mean, obviously, you can go to your own bank, but it's so simple. And if you're ever in a situation where maybe you're upside down, you have to carry a little negative forward to the new car, we have the programs that will handle that, where your standard bank is like, nope, we need 20% down. We also have those additional products like extended service agreements if you want them. And we take trade-ins. And the auction isn't going to take your trade-in. Now, mm-hmm. if you organize it with your buddy that's related, you know, and he's going to run your, she or he, that person is going to run your car through the auction for you, that's different. But then it's, people are bidding. So, no, dealers offer a tremendous value to the, to our communities.
Right. All right, we'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Welcome back. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing, with David, Tammy, Colby, and me, Sybil. Autoflex Leasing fan text 43733. And if you want to call Autoflex, maybe you're doing a little car shopping today. Two phone numbers. What are they, David?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234. Can I get a third phone number?
Sure.
888-234-1234, out of the area, autoflex.com on the World Wide Web, where you can see all our great cars. And if you'd like to read the stories that we're doing in depth and a lot of other automotive news, go to our Facebook page.
That's right.
And like us.
Mm-hmm. If you are doing some car shopping, a lot of people look to Consumer Reports for some advice, because that is usually the number one choice on what you're going to get.
Well, and here's the thing. Consumer Reports is a magazine that rates things. And the way they do it is they poll their subscribers.
Mm-hmm.
So what you're getting from them is what people that subscribe to Consumer Reports think is good or bad. So first of all, you have to realize it's not the general public. It's just Consumer Reports subscribers. So right now, Lexus is at the very top of the ratings, and they have been for a long time. Toyota and Acura, all swept the top three spots. So that's a really good thing. The thing that I noticed that I felt was really, really sort of striking to me was Ford was rated 63% below the industry average. And it's basically solely because their MyTouch infotainment system has not worked as they said it would, or as properly as it should have been. Now, Tammy has one. I mean, you've got a MyTouch.
Yeah, you said that would probably not keep you
buying
that car if you read Consumer Reports.
I like Ford. I like their product right now. I think it's a good product. I don't think, I mean, me reading this, knowing that it was just that that was the problem, it's not going to keep me from buying one of their cars.
Right.
But now, Tammy said it would.
Jane over here says.
Jane?
Well, I have the experience with the car,
mm-hmm.
and the problems that I've had with MyTouch aren't that extensive. Now, they also mentioned the Ford EcoBoost engine, which I don't have in my vehicle. They haven't been bad enough to make me hate the vehicle or not want it anymore. However, I think if you're a consumer just entering the market for a brand new vehicle, and you're looking at the Ford and maybe the Toyota and a couple of other products, I don't think you're specifically going to go ahead and choose that one that has this inherent problem, especially when it comes to the technology, since that's where everybody's going anymore.
Right.
You said they're fighting over the center stack. Apparently, it's very, very important for all of that to operate properly.
It is.
And it does get irritating whenever your navigation won't come on or the radio, whatever happens. So I'm going to say that a lot of people would be put off by that rating.
Well, and the other thing that was sort of surprising to me coming out of these ratings was they took away the recommended for the Toyota Camry, the Honda Prius 5.
Yeah, Camry lost its
A lot of them because of the new crash test that they just introduced this last year, which is a front corner crash test where a car goes into a barrier basically with the left fender or the right fender and not any part of the center of the car. And several cars have not done well with that because they actually build cars to beat the tests.
Right.
I mean, that's the manufacturers build cars to beat the tests that the NHTSA puts them through. So Camry was not prepared for that. They are saying now that they're reworking the Camry, and they will be better when they're crash tested in December, and we'll see.
I don't know how that if that will really affect consumers purchasing the vehicle because nobody ever thinks it's going to happen to them anyway.
Right.
When it comes to the accident.
Well, and I think you'd weigh your options. So, I mean, for me personally, let's say a movie gets bad reviews. If it's something I want to go see, I'll still go see it because my review might not be the same as yours. So I want to make my own opinion. When it's a big purchase like this, a car, I think everybody should weigh the pros and cons. And maybe that's a con, but maybe the pros outweigh it.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, the Camry is the third best-selling car in the United States right now, and the two best-sellings are both pickup trucks.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's the number one passenger vehicle being sold.
And other than the crash test, did it really have any reliability issues?
No, none.
No.
No.
So they have been really taking it kicking lately between all the stuff with the, you know, the car that wouldn't stop.
It's according to, you know, how much faith you put in Consumer Reports and what's important to you.
Right.
All right.
Did you guys mention the brands that weren't ranked because of insufficient data?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, there were five of them that weren't ranked because of insufficient data, and they are, thank you.
Audi and Volvo received the highest rankings of seven European brands with enough data to include, but
it was Fiat, Jaguar, Land Rover, Mitsubishi, and Tesla.
Right.
So if you were wondering about those, you'll have to do your own research.
So not enough Tesla owners wrote in and told about their car.
Right. Real quickly, let's talk about eBay. I know we've mentioned before that sometimes buying a car on eBay isn't the best way to go because you don't usually get to test drive it and you don't get to really meet the other person on the other end.
Yeah, there's a lot of perils to buying a car on eBay, but one of the things that's happening is slowly but surely individuals are not selling their cars on eBay anymore. eBay concentrated on dealers because they have much deeper pockets than individuals and they buy in bulk from eBay. So they've really They've really concentrated on dealers rather than individuals. And as a result, you're seeing less and less individuals advertise their car on eBay. Here's the other thing. Why would somebody drive from New York to Seattle to buy Nissan Altima?
Yeah.
I mean, so if you could run your car on eBay, but it's an expensive way to do it. And because of geography, a lot of people aren't willing to drive that far to get a car.
Exactly.
That they can get around the corner.
We have some more Autoflex leasing fan texts.
We do. I'm looking to get into a 2011-2012 Toyota Tacoma V6 4x4, four-door. What do you think about the vehicle? I love the vehicle. It's
excellent.
Great. Yeah. You can't go wrong with it.
It'll hold its value extremely well. They're hot merchandise. We have a two-wheel drive. It's too bad you don't need a two-wheel drive. We have one on our Save Money Monday list. Looking for a bargain.
That is a great deal.
Mm-hmm.
We got a Toyota Tacoma on our Save Money Monday list.
How good is the Volkswagen TDI Golf? Well, first of all, Volkswagen's diesels will just go forever on one tank of fuel. So I love that.
Yeah, they're good cars. Mm-hmm. They're gonna have a little more service than an Asian car, just because European cars take more service than Asian cars.
$2 more, but
the parts have to be imported. So when you do have to fix it, it costs a little more to fix.
But maybe you can easily afford it when you save all that money on fuel.
Exactly.
I think another one of my neighbors, he has a diesel Jetta, and I think he can go like 800 miles on
a tank. It's
crazy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Will Autoflex lease a car with the potential to buy it at the end? Yes.
Of course.
All of our leases have purchase options. So that's an easy thing.
We'll even refinance the balance for you if you want.
Right.
Exactly.
Yep, we will.
Awesome. All right, if we didn't have time to get to your fan text, you can still call Autoflex. They're open today at either 817 or 972-234-1234, or you can always call 888-234-1234. And as always, autoflex.com. Click on the Facebook page, like us. You can follow along with all the stories we talk about, and we will be back next Saturday morning at 9 a.m. For David Blassingame and Tammy Pickard, I'm Sybil Summers. Thank you to Kolbs. We'll see you guys next weekend. This has been the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing. I got the feeling there's something right. I'm so scared in case I fall off my chair. And I'm wondering how I'll get down the stairs. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right.